Stanley.
Thank you so much. Yes, Pomona.
110.
No, kidding. How's everybody doing? It's so nice to be outside. I live inside. I hardly ever come out. I like to play some tunes for you that I do home a lot. And it's the fun stuff. I brought a lot of my good friends here. Some things you may not have seen or heard. And, oh yeah. All right. Thank you.
said, young man, have you heard your call? I've tried in vain, and I don't believe I'll raise my hand. Why do you call to me to wear when you can't raise your own poor bread? From single I am and will remain, for lazy man I won't maintain, lazy man I won't maintain. When he hung his head and he walked away, said to me, soon the day, through the day that you were born, for giving me the devil cause I wouldn't know my corn, giving me the devil cause I wouldn't know my corn.
Thank you. I'd like to do you a Warren Zevon tune. Ah, yes. This is one of his road songs. I should put a little tape label on those things so I know which one is which. Road song is a song you write while you're on the road. And Warren knew. All the best ideas come to you when you're in your car. That's right. When you have no way of recording them or writing them down because you're driving. Too dangerous. Well, he figured out another way. An entire other way. He put a little tape recorder in there. A little four-track tape recorder in his Corvette. He draped the microphone over the rearview mirror. He had himself a little Casio keyboard with a drum machine built in on the passenger seat. So he would overdub himself at 70 miles an hour. And he'd get all the good ideas. All the good ideas, he got them down. And I know this song was one of them. It had to have been. It's called Seminole Bingo. It's about Florida. Thank you.
behind. I'm down in the swamps with the gators and flamingos.
Everything is reggae. Every song ever written can be done reggae. Think about it.
Let's see.
What's this I see?
Well, Daddy ran whiskey in a big black Dodge. Brought her down and knocked her for my missing eyes. The Offa County Sheriff painted on the sign. She shot a quarter prime and then he worked fine. Well, him and my uncle tore that engine down. See, I remember that.
Thank you. This is a really fine song that Bruce Springsteen did on a CD that not a whole lot of people heard. I heard it. My daughter played it for me and she said, check this song out. This is really hairy. This is kind of a good song to do around the 4th of July, too. This is about homeless Vietnam vets and where they live. There's a place up by Tahunga that you can drive over this bridge and you look down there. And you can see people living underneath this bridge. I like to think when Springsteen's talking about the song, Brothers Under the Bridge, that it's about these guys because they look like they've been around. They look like they had a hard time.
Mm-hmm.
Saigon, it was all gone. Same Coke machines as the streets I grew on. Down the Mesquite Canyon, come walking along the ridge. Me and the brothers under the bridge. Campsites about a mile from the nearest road or town. 'Cause there's too much brush in the canyon for the CHP choppers to touch down. I ain't looking for nothing, I just wanna live. Me and the brothers under the bridge. Come to Santa Ana's, man, that dry brushwood light. Billy Devon got burned up in his own campfire one winter's night. We buried his body in the white stones high up along the ridge. Me and the brothers under the bridge. In another town, in the street life, for no good reason, you could end up on the wrong end of someone's knife. I ain't looking for trouble, I ain't got none to give. Me and the brothers under the bridge. I was shipped home in 72. In your mom's dark eyes of blue, we stood down on the tarmac. I was just a kid. Me and the brothers under the bridge. Come Veterans Day, sat in the stands in my dress blues. I held your mother's hand as they passed with the red, white, and blue. 1 minute you're right there, then something slips. Thank you. Thank you. All right. I'd like to do you a song by Blind Willie Johnson, who was the scariest slide guitar player who ever lived. He played some things that to this day, some of the things he played were kind of simple. And then he played some real complicated stuff. He couldn't figure out what he was doing. But the simple stuff is what got to everybody. And just, it was like from another world. And he wrote this song called Soul of a Man. And I figured another soulful approach. Because I don't want to play that slide part. I can't play that slide part. No, I'd probably explode. So I play it on this instrument. This instrument is called a tambour. It's from Central Asia, the Middle East. There's different versions of it all over the place. This particular one is from Romania, and it has quite a sound. I played it on the first tune, but you don't really hear what it sounds like on that. The Soul of a Man. Thank you.
gonna come to me. What is the soul of a man? What is the soul of a man? I've traveled different countries, I've traveled foreign lands, I found nobody could tell me. What is the soul of a man? What is the soul of a man? One somebody tell me. Crowd still talking. I just came up in time. The teachers and the doctors and the lawyers say a man ain't nothing but his mind. A man ain't nothing but his mind. One somebody come in. Christ stood in the temple, the people stood amazed. He was showing the doctors and the lawyers how to raise the body from the grave, how to raise the body from the grave.
Thank you. Soul of a man. tempura. You know, I thought some people think that's called a tambura, but it sounds, when I say it, it sounds like tempura. You know. Yep, shrimp dipped in batter. Good for you. I figure out a way to get. Somebody got a towel or something. My hands have developed some kind of alien scudge. I don't know where it came from. I think it's that antibacterial hand cleaner. It's like there's the thing starting to grow on there. It's gray. A little gray fur on there starting to grow. Just a towel. I'll just wipe it off here. And if you got some alcohol, you put it on there. Molto grazie. Thank you so much. Now, this next song, this is a very serious song. I woke up one morning, as we often do, as many songs start with. That phrase, I woke up one morning, walked into the bathroom, I looked in the mirror, and I said, oh my God, what's this? I have boobs. This is horrible. It looks like my dad. Oh no. What is this? Oh, it scared me to death. I said, now how am I going to deal with this? I said, because this is a very bad sign. And I wondered how it had gotten that way and how I had noticed it all of a sudden, you know, like that. There they were, right there, two of them, hair in the middle and on both sides. So this is a very bad thing. And I can tell, by the way, some of you are laughing about this, that you have the same problem or know someone who has the same problem. It's a common thing, very common thing. It's all that bad stuff we eat. So I said, I'm in a lot of trouble, and I called upon the most powerful spirit I could think of at the time, John Lee Hooker. I said, John Lee, you got to come down and help me, because this is a bad problem. So he appeared in the mirror behind me. There he was. He had on his wraparound shades and his hat. He looked over my shoulder, and he said, that's right. You do have boobs. That looks very bad, too. There they are, both of them. And we in the spirit world, we know how you got them. I said, oh, please tell me. He said, well, you know, it was that dozen Krispy Kreme glazed donuts you ate the other night with a quart of milk while you were watching Star Trek. You ate each and every one of them. You rolled each one of them up into a little ball about this big. Scrunched it up so it didn't seem like you were eating a whole dozen of them. And you proceeded to eat all 12 of them, wash them down with milk. Now, when the milk hits those dough balls down there, milk hits the dough balls, they expand. And all that fat, all that sugar goes right to your boobs. That's where it goes. I said, oh, I'm so embarrassed. I feel so bad about this. He says, well, the way you can get around this and feel better about this, because they're not going to go away for a while, you know. The way you can deal with this is to write a song about it. And tell people about it each and every time you sing that song, you play that song, you will feel better, and people will feel better too. There's a lot of people like you, just like you. A lot of guys, they have boobs too. Wipe this down too. So I wrote this song in the style of John Lee Hooker, which is the best way to do it. On this instrument is called an oud. A Turkish oud.
has boots. It looks so bad. It don't look like a woman. You know a woman look good like that. But a guy with boobs, it's just a guy with boobs. That's what he is. That's what he has. When your butt gets flat and your belly gets peared and your legs get all skinny, do you look like a frog? You get some extra chins, no, that don't look good. And your hair get all greasy from all the greasy food. But when a guy gets booze, look really bad. They don't look like a woman. Kinda looks like my dad. When a guy gets booze, he's just a guy with boobs. That's what he is. That's what he is. I'm gonna get myself a brand new body that won't spend all my money on donuts, pizza, fried chicken, French fried potatoes, Häagen-Dazs vanilla ice cream, and eat it all right before I go to bed for maximum effect. When I wake up in the morning, I go on into the bathroom. I look on in the mirror, and who's that I see? Here in the mirror, staring back at me. That guy with boobs. That's not me. Can't be me. Gotta be somebody else. I better give him a name. It's Mr. Puffy. Good morning, Mr. Puffy. How do you do? What you been doing? Eating all night. You ate all the donuts. You ate the leftover pizza. You ate a cold cheeseburger that you had in the refrigerator. You ate all everything you could get your hands on. At 4 o'clock in the morning, really good for you, goes right to your boobs. Oh my goodness, Mr. Puffy, yes, you gotta go away, I don't want to, I love donuts, I love ice cream. Chocolate sauce. That's right. Too much fried chicken. Too many burgers and fries. They would do you in. You know it ain't no lie. All of that butter. All of that lard. You know it's down in there. You know it's working real hard. Down inside you, lining all your pipes, till there ain't no more room, till they close up town. So there's one thing that I fear the most. Gotta tell you people, you better listen up close. When a guy gets boobs, he looks so bad. He don't look like no woman. No woman look good like that. But a guy with boobs, he's just a guy with boobs. That's what he is. That's what.
All right.
Yeah, people ask me what I've been doing. I say, hey, Lenny, what you been up to? I say, eating. Too much. While we're on the subject of food, I wrote a song a while back about an incident at a place called the Health and Wellness Festival in Northern California. It was neither healthy nor well. And I'll tell you, boy, they had some sandwiches up there, the strangest sandwiches I ever saw in my life, made out of cat food. I wrote this song called Cat Food Sandwiches. All us musicians, we know about this. We get backstage food. Sometimes you wouldn't believe. Today, tonight, it was wonderful. It was really good. Thank you so much. But sometimes, and you people out there, you don't get to see it. There's some things sometimes you get cat food sandwiches. It was Kitty Queen Seafood Feast. I knew exactly what it was because I give that to my cats. Kitty Queen Seafood Feast. Little chunks of shrimp in there, little rubbery chunks of shrimp. I've tasted it. I know what it tastes like. I recognize the smell. Kitty Queen Seafood Feast. On white bread with no crust. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Something that you people would like to know. We drove 600 miles to play a 45-minute show. We drove 600 miles to play a 45-minute show. And the promoter man said, well, that's the way it goes. He got some cat food sandwiches waiting for you backstage. Look just like Jimmy Page. We got some sweat and cheese and a lot of old kind of tennis shoes. Sweat and cheese and a lot of old kind of tennis shoes. Well, the flies run around them, the bees and like a too. We got opal beef, oyster slick ham, mystery meat, look a little like spam, some kind of vegetable, warm and gray, ranch dressing. Industrial grade. Got lips and nose and ears and tongue. I just can't wait to get myself some. They got it all there in a gelatin base. Put it all together, get an animal face. It's head cheese. Oh yeah, been sitting in the sun. You know it's head cheese. Can't wait to get myself some. Thank you.
gum, bubble gum, carpet that does for me. Put scum, bubble gum, carpet that does for me. And over there in the corner smell just like somebody peed. Well, excuse me, Mr. Promoter Man, I don't feel so good. Well, excuse me, Mr. Promoter Man, I don't feel so good. Well, I just eat me a sandwich made out of your backstage food. While I'm standing by the meat tray, Lord, I commence to squirt. I'll have a stand about a meat tray, Lord, I commence to squirt. Well, I'm sorry, darling, if I spoil your tie-dye skirt. Well, I put on a new suit, I walk right up there on the stage. There was something that was crawling on down my leg. Oh man, the people in the front row, they're making them googly eyes. And the people in the front row, they're making them googly eyes. That's when I knew, that's when I realized. But what the old Bo Peep and the old sled ham, mystery meat look a little like spam, some kind of vegetable form and grain, ranch messing. Industrial grade. Got lips and nose and ears and tongue. I just can't wait to get myself some. Got it all there in a gelatinous space. Put it all together, get the animal face. Cloven hoofed animal face, just for I. Oh man, I can't do that. The worst head cheese of all time. Backstage head cheese, don't you know? Backstage head cheese, don't you know? Was in Dublin, Ireland. And in Dublin, Ireland, you would think it would be an Irish dish, but it's not an Irish dish, it's an English dish. Oh, man. It was in my daughter's dressing room. We were on the Cooter Lindley Family Live Tour. The guys had a dressing room. She had her own dressing room. And I hear this little voice calling from down the hallway.
Oh no! Oh, that's awful!
Dad! Dad! Oh, and then I hear those heels coming down the hallway. Oh no, she's really mad. I can tell when she's mad. Standing in the doorway, she says, Dad, can I talk to you for a minute? I said, Shirley. She said, did you tell everybody on this tour that I was a vegetarian? Yeah, I did. She said, I really hate you because you're lying. You didn't tell anyone I was a vegetarian. You gotta come here and check this out. You gotta come here and check this out. So I followed her down the hallway with her own dressing room. I walked in there and there was a table with food just like ours, with one exception. Right in the center of it was a golden cube. Yes, amber golden cube, gelatinous mass. Clear as a bell, optical quality, animal parts inside, bigger than life, because the walls of the cube were curved like a lens. So I saw everything. Oh my God, look at this. This is fabulous. You'll never see anything like this ever again. She said, I hate you. I really, really hate you now. So check this out. Look at this. You know what that is? That's a pig's tongue, because it's got taste buds on it. Sliced up pig's tongue just for you. Sliced up pig's tongue. Oh, yeah. And then over there, that little triangular thing, that's the tip of the pig's tongue. That's right. That gray thing. The little taste buds on there. Oh, my goodness. That's so horrible. There were other things. There were pig lips, sliced up pig's lips. You could tell what they were. They had all the creases just where they belonged. My goodness. And I was
looking for eyeballs. I was looking for eyeballs, 'cause I knew she'd freak out and then she would kill me. Oh, they didn't have eyeballs, but they had eyelids. Six sets of eyelids just for me. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. I knew they were eyelids because they still had the eyelashes still attached. Oh, this is awful. But then I saw it. My blood ran cold. My hands and feet got wet. And I started breathing weird. I said, oh my God, look at that. It was round. It was near the front. It had two little holes in it. It had fur around the edges. I said, oh my goodness, that's a slice of a pig's nose. This is a slice of a pig's nose just for us, just for you. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Oh man. Roseanne was sitting down. She had her head in her hands. She couldn't look up. She says, I don't know about this. We gotta make some attempt to eat this thing, or people will think we're bad guests. You know, people went to a lot of trouble to put this together. I said, yeah, I know. She said, you're the one that's gonna eat this. Okay? Get your plate, get your knife, get your fork. I did just that. And who should come in? Who should come in the dressing room but Paddy Maloney, one of the greatest pipers in Ireland. Plays with the chieftains. Paddy looks at us and he says, well, Lindley's, it's such a pleasure to see you in Ireland at last. I'm glad you can make it. This is a wonderful gig here. Is this your daughter? I said, yes, Paddy, this is my daughter, Roseanne. She said, Paddy Maloney, I'm so pleased to meet you. I grew up listening to your music. Such a pleasure. He says, well, you know, I've heard a lot about your singing as well, you know. This is a wonderful venue. The only thing you have to look out for is the bass end playing up in the corners. Oh, what's this over here? What's this over here? It's a lovely head cheese, isn't it? Oh, do you mind if I have a slice? I say, go right ahead. Thank you so much. Have a slice, Patty. So he picked up a plate, sawed himself off about an inch thick slice of the head cheese, and brought it on back to carry on the conversation. But I was so scared, because in the back of my mind, and as I looked at my daughter, in the back of her mind was, get Patty, get that little furry poker chip. Is he eating the little furry poker chip? The little furry poker chip, don't you know? Little furry poker chip, just for us, just for Roll, just for Patty. Oh, little furry poker chip. I don't need that image in my head. So he finishes up. He says, well, I better pop in and see Roy. I'll see you after. Have a wonderful show. He disappeared down the hallway. Well, we had to go. We didn't want to know about the little furry poker chip. He had eaten it. We didn't need that image in our heads. As we went out on stage, we played for 2 hours. We did as many encores as we possibly could, because we didn't want to go back to the dressing room with a little furry poker chip. Don't you know? A little furry poker chip. Maybe there, maybe not. Who knows? But we eventually, we had to do it. We finished up, went back to the dressing room. Hearts pounding. And you know, it wouldn't have been so bad. But they turned the heat up. It smelled like a barnyard. It smelled like goat crotch. It was really, really bad. Wet fur. Really, really bad. Wet fur. Oh, my goodness. So we got down on our hands and knees. We crawled through the mist. There was mist coming from the golden cube. We had to deal with that. And on our minds was, is the little furry poker chip still there? Little furry poker chip, did Patty eat it? I hope not. We peeked our heads up over the edge of the table, and there it was, in all its foreseen glory. There was a little furry poker chip, don't you know? A little furry poker chip just for us. A little furry poker chip. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. So we continued the tour, and each and every time we went backstage, we checked for head cheese. Didn't want no head cheese. Went all through Europe without a single head cheese. It was fabulous. But the image is still in my head, it's still in Roseanne's head, and now it's in your head. That little furry poker chip, it'll never go away. It's there to stay. Little furry poker chip does for you. Little furry poker chip, don't you know? Little furry poker chip. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Need a little furry poker chip. So sick. Thank you so much.
It's a clap along. Mr. Dave, David Lindley. Dave's going to take a couple of deep breaths. He'll meet you over by the tents right there, all the booths. The N1, John Cruise will be there as well. If you want to pick up some CDs, T-shirts, and all else, they'll be glad to sign them for you. Let's hear it one more time for David Lindley. You heard the disclaimer, right? Perry's Cafe. We don't have that kind of food backstage here tonight.
Yeah, Renee, I've been on some culinary journeys, and I think that one's going to be with me for a little while. I'll stay away from the head cheese. And thanks again for Perry's providing all that great backstage food. You heard about it on stage. Stop by one of the Perry's cafes on the beach to try it out for yourself. We've got Bike Attack here.